The news in touch with your world. I'm Dane Vice. I'm good morning. Ramaphosa to answer questions in National Assembly and murder accused Henry van Breda running out of money. The secret ballot in the motion of no confidence against President Jacob Zuma, the Gupta's influence on Eskom, confidence in state-owned enterprises and unemployment are just some of the topics that Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa will have to address when he answers questions in the National Assembly on Wednesday. DA leader Musi Maimane will have two goes at Ramaphosa, while three ANC MPs will ask questions. Another opposition party MP who will also get an opportunity to ask a question is Hang SA's MP Andries Tlawama. The question session is scheduled for Wednesday at 3 o'clock. Tlawama will be asking Ramaphosa how long he has known about a certain family, this has become Parliament's parlance for the Guptas, alleged influence on Eskom, and what action he has taken to stop this rot. Triple murder accused Henry van Breda is fast running out of funds, his defense lawyer told the Western High Court on Monday. This came after the state asked for another postponement as their expert witness was still booked off due to illness. SAPS blood splatter analyst Captain Marius Hubert was expected to take to the stand in the Western Cape High Court on Monday after the state told Judge Siraj Desai last week that he had taken ill. Advocate Peter Buerta for van Breda said his client could not afford another postponement as he was running out of funds. Desai said the situation was not the fault of the state and that he had to consider the interests of justice as well as van Breda's right to a fair trial. He granted the postponement, with court resuming on September 11th. A report compiled by Parliament's Legal Services Unit identifying five people, including Communications Minister Faith Mutambi, who may have misled an inquiry into the South African Broadcasting Corporation, would be put before MPs on Tuesday to deliberate a way forward. The SABC reports that Parliament's Communications Portfolio Committee Chairperson Humphrey Makhlekwana on Monday said that while the report was tabled last week, MPs only received a copy this week. The report outlines how Mutambi may have misled the committee when she denied putting pressure on then board members to appoint her friend, the ever controversial Hlali Motsoeneng, as SABC's chief operating officer. If found to be true, it would be a breach of the Powers and Privileges Act. And the website Consequence of Sound reports that the American rock band The Foo Fighters invited 80s rock star Rick Astley on stage to join them in performing his number one single turned viral meme, Never Gonna Give You Up. Appropriately, however, the band trolled the audience by playing the song in the style of Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit. Only after Astley began singing the lyrics to Never Gonna Give You Up did the onstage rickroll become evident. Your top story at this hour: the secret ballot in the motion of no confidence against President Jacob Zuma, the Gupta's influence on Eskom, confidence in state-owned enterprises and unemployment are just some of the topics that Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa will have to answer when he answers questions in the National Assembly on Wednesday. Reach OFM via email at news@ofm.co.za.